star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. Now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Tricciani. Good morning, Coach Tricciani.
Hi, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 49-7 loss to a very good ACC team in Wake Forest. Certainly not the outcome you were after, but what do you feel like you were able to take away from that game?
You know, you look at that game, you look at that football team, and I mean, they were bigger, they were faster, stronger, you know, they were better than us. And, you know, up front was the biggest difference, probably. You know, we had a tough time blocking an ACC front and a good one. And, you know, defensively, they got a lot of push on us. You know, their big O-line would get hip to hip, and they got a real patient running back and quarterback and a real good, you know, zone RPO scheme. So, you know, that game was won mostly up front and out back, you know, and on the perimeter. You know, they made more plays than we did, you know. There were some positives. You know, we came up with some plays. Had the big pass play over the top, Davis Cheek to Avery Jones. And, you know, defensively, Daniel Reed Bennett came up with a nice interception in the red zone. And we had some production from some of our younger DBs. But that was a really good Wake Forest football team.
As you head back into conference play, when you play teams like that with that type of talent level, are you able to learn some things about your team that you're able to take from a positive standpoint?
Sure. You know, some of the upsides, you know, of that game was, you know, the high level of the competition and the experience we got from it. You know, we're not going to see a front like that on either side of the ball for the rest of the season. You know, and our guys had to play at a high level. There were times we went toe-to-toe with those guys for some stretches in that football game. So that's all valuable experience.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Wayne Epps with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach. Is it tougher or easier facing a coach and Coach Signetti, who you know, you work with and kind of you know their tendencies? How do you kind of approach that, and is it tougher or easier when you're game planning for that?
You know, the routine is the same. You know, and the you know you're looking at this year's games and the data from this year's games, and you know he's got new coordinators as well. Kirk does, and they're good football coaches, so you know they've been able to add their own, you know, spin on things and flavor. So, you know, we're going through our routine, you know, like we normally do on a Monday here and breaking down the opponent.
Okay. And mentioning those new coordinators, what have kind of been your impressions, kind of both sides of the ball? You know, Ben DiNucci is kind of breaking out on offense for them, and defensively they've been stout against the run. So what do you kind of been the biggest impressions for them kind of both sides of the ball so far this year?
You know, I see a really good football team. I see a team that, you know, only lost two starters from last season. So, you know, they've got talent on both sides of the football. You know, they want to run the football, and when you pack the box, they'll, you know, take what you give them on the perimeter with the RPO game offensively, and they've got a dual-threat quarterback in DiNucci who can extend plays, and, you know, he's a tough guy to get on the ground, and he's got, you know, some big receivers outside, and he's got some speed, too, with the addition of Brandon Polk.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Tony. I guess I kind of just asked this. What did you like about working for Kirk the past couple of years? What'd you like about it? What'd you learn from him? What do you think you brought to the table with him? Just kind of your relationship with him the past 2 years.
Yeah, I learned a lot from Kirk Signetti. He's a real good football coach. He's a very good leader, good motivator for the players and the staff. He has a vision and, you know, really focuses on executing that vision. With Kirk, you know, I learned that sometimes less is more. You know, focus on a few things, the things that are important, and do them right, do them well.
And I guess what have you done this season to kind of put your stamp on the Elon program? I know I'm sure there are some things that are still in place, but I'm sure there are things you wanted to do too. What are some of the things that you wanted to do to make it your program?
You know, Kurt and I, we were a little different from a personality standpoint. You know, some of the things I've focused on with our team is just getting them, you know, really to be together caring about each other, playing hard for each other, consistency, certainly in effort and playing hard. You know, there's when I looked at this program, I didn't want to come in and make changes just to make changes. So, you know, a lot of the things have stayed consistent. Things that, you know, some of the slight changes I've made have been for specific reasons. But, you know, Kurt and I are certainly, you know, two different coaches, and this program's got my signature on it now. But there weren't any drastic changes coming in here.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tony, we've talked a lot. Everybody obviously knows what a tremendous quarterback Davis Cheek is, but and you touched on the touchdown pass to Avery. But one thing that we haven't talked about is this unbelievable streak he's got going right now, 209 straight passes without an interception. As a coach, how nice is that to have a guy that you can trust so much with the ball?
Yeah, you know, when you've got a quarterback, you've got a chance, right? Whether it's the NFL or college football, and we've got a good one, and he prepares, and he makes good decisions, and he's accurate. So he's a lot. He allows us to, you know, be creative in our game plan and put some things on him and allow him to make some decisions and get us down the field.
For the last few weeks, you've used your reserve Joey Bauman in that wildcat a little bit. What do you like about what he's able to give you, and what kind of prompted that using him in those type of situations?
You know, Joey's got a skill set, you know, that can be effective and that can help us move the chains. And we got a really good look at that skill set all spring when Davis was out. So we've got a good idea what Joey can do. And, you know, there's some situational football opportunities to get him in there and let him showcase his skill set.
You touched already a little bit defensively on the game Daniel Reed Bennett had, not only the big interception there in the red zone, as you mentioned, but the 13 tackles, which was a career high. Also, Marcus Hillman with a big day with 10 career tackles. Obviously, you gave up some yards to that dynamic Wake offense, but what impressed you about your defensive performance at Wake?
You know, our guys really kept playing, and it was a real physical football game, and we played a lot of snaps, you know, over 80 snaps of football. So, you know, what I was pleased with was that they kept playing, that, you know, we made them earn the field for the most part. We got them in some third down and some fourth down situations. They went for it, I think, three times on fourth down. You know, we got them there, and then, you know, they went and made a play up and over us, you know, took advantage of some of their height and athleticism on the perimeter. You know, you take away the one long pass at the end of the first half, and I felt like we made them earn the field and sustain drives. But we did see some young DBs come in and make some play. And Daniel Reed Bennett, you know, had one of his better games, made a lot of tackles, had the big interception. But Marcus Hillman, Cole Coleman, Trayvon Jones, those guys played a lot of snaps. And those are three young defensive backs for us.
A year ago, you're part of that staff that went into Harrisonburg and into JMU's 20-game CAA win streak, that 27-24 win. What do you remember about that game, and how much confidence does that provide for your guys based on last year as you head into this game?
Yeah, that was a great football game for our program, for our kids. And, you know, we went into that game believing that we could beat them. And, you know, we did a great job executing both sides of the football, securing the football, scoring in the red area. It was a real good football game for our program, for our kids. And I think at this point right now, our kids feel like we can line up and play anybody.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.